Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League podcast, season 11, episode 3, and number 57 in the record book. I am Andrew, and I'm joined by two KSL champions, the 2002 KSL champion, Brian Chatit, and the 2006 and 11 champion, Mr. Aaron. Let's get into results of week number 2. Kevin over Ty, Snyder over Doug, Aaron over Oberg, Nanigay over Brian, Palmer over Ochi, Pate over Andy. Game of the week goes to who, Brian?
Snyder over Doug.
Aaron?
I actually think it was Dave and you, Andy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But...
yeah, talk about stat corrections to really shove you in the butt. I was up by almost, I think it was like 25 points, and then all of a sudden, guess what? I'm down by a point. What the heck?
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, so that I meant to say game of the week. Total Bowl game of the week. I don't know, Aaron, who is it?
I actually think it was my game of the week last week, which was Palmer and Ochi, because that was so low scoring for the vast majority of it. And it wasn't until the Monday night game that they actually went into the 200s.
Yeah, that was a bad game. What do you think, Brian?
My Toilet Bowl game of the week is Aaron and Oberg. Points. And Aaron really sucked balls this week.
I didn't do too bad, but Oberg's team, yeah. Not that
you good. Had a negative player on your roster starting and you still won.
Well, yeah. It's because I'm amazing.
Amazing? What's amazing is that they go for Olsen, of course, in the end zone, and he runs over a cameraman, and then Roll gets injured because of it. Unbelievable.
Good.
So let's move on to week 3. So we have Aaron versus Palmer at 2-0. We have Andy versus Doug that are 0-2. Snyder versus Ochi, which are both 1-1. Kevin versus Brian. Brian is 0-2, and Kevin is 2-0. Then we have Oberg versus Nanigay and Tybo versus Pate. Game of the week is going to go to Aaron versus Palmer. Who do you think it's going to be, Brian?
Well, that's probably game of the week, but I'm also going to say it's a big game for me, too, because I have to avoid going 0-3.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
Or I'm going to pick first next year because I want to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's me and Palmer because it's the 2-0 versus 2-0.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Yeah, Toad Bowl game of the week is going to go to who, Aaron?
Well, I'd say it's the 2-0-2 teams going at it.
Yeah. Considering that Doug picks up the running back that decided to rape me this week.
How does your butthole feel?
It is fucking hurting right now. And I decided not to play Olsen because I thought Steve Smith would do better. And guess what? Olsen is two yards away from the modifier. Seven times. Ugh.
Yeah.
This sucks. All right, Brian. Toilet Bowl.
The Toilet Bowl game is going to be whoever Oberg faces.
Okay.
Oberg Nanigay, yeah.
So who's, Aaron, who's going to be?
It's the Toilet Bowl game.
Who's going to get password is taco?
I think Kevin is. I really like. If you take a look at the stats between Brian and Kevin for this week in particular, I mean, it is crazy. Brian is like, he's like Mr. October for week 3. He is 7-1 for week 3. And he has a 5-4 record against Kevin. And I don't know. I think that that Brian is going to somehow squeak out a victory here.
You think so?
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's going to happen.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
I agree. As long as Eli Manning doesn't throw another 300 yards, then I'm good. So it'll be close.
You mean 500 yards?
Whatever. Whatever. It's all the same.
Right. So let's move on to some KSL news. So, Aaron, you got some interesting stats. Why don't you go over them?
Yeah, so I went through because, I have no life in fantasy football, is it? So KSL news, 0-2. If you start 0-2. You have a 48% chance of making it to the playoffs, or at least that's, taking a look at people who went 0-2. You basically, it's a coin flip for you, right? And currently, we have at least one team who starts 0-2 is going to make the playoffs, plain and simple. A lot of times it's two teams. The current 0-2 teams are Andy, Doug, Ty Boardman, and Brian. So my question to you, Andy, is which one of those is most likely to make the playoffs?
Brian is.
And why is that?
Because Olsen just caught a touchdown pass. No, he didn't. He did not catch the touchdown pass to get the modifier, the freaking touchdown. No, I think Brian actually has the best chance to make the playoffs. I think he has a decent team. I think he's like one wide receiver away from making it.
Interesting. What about you, Brian?
I would like that, to think that, but I don't know. My team's been underperforming really bad.
Well, at least one of those teams will make it.
I think Andy's team or Doug's team.
Interesting.
Has a good chance.
Oh, interception.
Well, the weird thing is, since they have to face each other this week, at least somebody's going to start 0-3.
You want to hear something really messed up? I think Olsen just got a tackle.
And I'm gonna say this much about that information.
Say that.
Hey, Andy, can you stop that for a second so we can finish the podcast?
Yes, Aaron.
Okay, thank you. I will say this. I think whoever the winner of Andy versus Doug is going to be, I think that's the team that will probably make it into the playoffs.
Go, Andy. Go so, Bulldogs.
The next bit of news is that if you start 1-1, you have a 65% chance of making the playoffs. So, you know, two out of three of the teams. My question to you is, which of these four teams, which one is most likely to miss the playoffs? We have Oberg, Snyder, and Pate. Brian,
really?
who is most likely to miss the playoffs?
Oberg.
2-0. If you start 2-0, you have a 95% chance of making the playoffs. One team in KSL history, which was Doug back in 2010, missed the playoffs after going 2-0.
But didn't he also have the most points that year too?
I think he maybe had the most points against.
I think that's what it was.
So he basically got kind of screwed. You know, I mean, it was, of course, the scheduling.
Hey, real quick also about this, you're going into – it doesn't matter. Eli Manning's not in anymore. I just want to point that out.
Good. He doesn't get the modifier.
Hey, Andy, how about we focus on the show and then you can.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So, Andy, I got to ask you of the owners that are currently 2-0, which is Kevin, Nanigay, Palmer, and myself. Is there a team that is likely to suffer the same fate that Doug did back in 2010?
Kevin's could. It depends. See, Eli Manning is where it stands. You know, he doesn't do much on the sidelines, but it depends on what he does. Like, he has some games where he's great and some games where he stinks. That's going to be the thing. Is it going to be good Eli or bad Eli? That's what's going to happen. It's going to be like bad Rex, good Rex. Same thing with Eli. Eli will do good, but he'll do good like in the 2-minute drill. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. And now that they got a run game, who knows what's going to happen with them?
Interesting. What about you, Brian?
I sort of agree. However, I think it's more Nanigay because he got Cam Newton so early, and I don't think he's as good as Eli. So,
yeah,
I think it's going to be Nanigay.
We'll see. Cam Newton's more of a display. Like, he's more of an I don't want to say a sideshow act, but he's kind of just he's there and he's entertaining, but he's not getting the points.
I would say that of those two, I'd say that whoever loses this week, if Kevin or Nanigay loses, then I think that they are more likely to. But I think all four will make the playoffs. Now, let's move on to Survival and Pick'ems news. Andy, Survival apparently is done.
Yep, apparently right now. But I made my pick. But yeah, it turns out that everyone who is in the league, even the person who didn't make a pick, actually is the Survival champion.
Yep. And I got to say, and we took a vote. And I mean, this is a super majority is what it had to be for that type of a vote. And we took a vote for, you know, the owners to say, look, what do you think? Do you think we should restart it up? Because every team lost. It's not even like, you know, all but two lost or, you know, there were five left. Every team in Survival picked somebody that lost that week. So we have 12 winners for the Survival League this year.
Yep. 12 people won.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to see 12 trophies.
Damn right.
And that you will not get. So, but we took a vote. So in the KiwaniSportsLeague.com wiki, I went ahead and put in there, I put what had happened, and I put the winner was everyone.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all we really can say about it. It's something that doesn't happen too often. When it does, you're just like, huh? Like, that's mm-hmm. that's impossible. But
and, I mean, you know, if we ever do a trophy, I mean, we're going to have to say all the participants of the 2012 Kiwanis Sports League season were the winners.
Yep. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So let's get on some NFL news. So, Brian, did Cutler go overboard when he shoved good old Webb in the back?
I think he did, and if I was probably the offensive lineman, I probably would have hung him up on a chair or something. I don't know. I'd have threw him down in the locker room and shoved him in a locker.
Now, Aaron, you said something interesting. You said that there were some edits done on his wiki.
Oh, yes. Jamarcus Webb had some very interesting edits done where they had to lock his page because of how bad it was. And they basically talked about how he just kind of stands there. Did Cutler go overboard? Yes. He shouldn't have laid his hands on the teammate. Yelling at him is fine. I mean, that is fine. Every quarterback does that. There was a time last year where you see Tom Brady yelling at the quarterback coach. And I mean, he was saying some, you know, they had to blur out his mouth because he was saying some fun four-letter words. This happens. Having him yell at him is fine. Having him push him, though, I think is not the right thing to do.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
I think Jay Cutler needs to probably change his attitude a little bit. I'm actually getting a little bit tired of it a little bit. I don't know. I'd maybe like to see them maybe go another route in a couple of years. I don't know.
No.
And I'm a Cutler fan.
I know. So am I. I find it weird that he did that. But at the same time, I see his point. Webb sucks.
Yeah, he
just sucks. Why he's there, why he does his Webb Nation, that's fine. He can do his Webb Nation because that's the only way he's going to make some money. And, you know, people are just going to stop following him. They're just not going to care. They're like, whatever. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I definitely understand. I think Cutler still is the Bears quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years. I still think that. I think that Cutler does need to really think about what he is doing, though, because he doesn't want to lose the respect, or he doesn't want to be the person who is not the leader of that offense. You don't want to look at Forte to be the leader of the offense. You don't want to look at the center to be the leader of the offense. You look at the quarterback. And for Cutler to, you know, I mean, it's not that he's throwing a fit. You know, I mean, it's not that at all. You could tell the level of frustration. But if you look at what Urlacher did, and the NFL guys pointed out that he picked up Aaron Rodgers after tackling him, you know, that's showing respect. And it's also like you don't see the level of frustration on his face. Mm-hmm. So I think that Cutler needs to do the same thing. If he throws 4 interceptions, you know, then he needs to go, guys, look, this is all my fault. That's the reason we lost. Even though it isn't, he still should say, I am the reason we lost. And that I think that'll help his case out.
I think his ego gets in the way of a lot of things. I think that's the major problem right now. But you know what can you do? I mean, the only thing you can do is use the special coupon code Section8686, and you'll save 25% of your web hosting packages. I mean, that's the only thing you really can do.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess
if I were a Cutler, I would do that.
Yeah, make sure you use the special coupon code. Crap, if Cutler uses it, Aaron will have fun with him.
I'll give him a high five.
Yeah. By the way, I know I'm going to lose this week.
You do?
Yeah. It's been a bad week.
I actually picked you this week.
I'm surprised. Like 5 people picked me, and I'm like, you guys are serious? Are you just trying to do it because you know I've been laying on my back for the last 2 weeks? Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't need
38 to 9.
Yeah, that's called rape. That's literally,
you know, it's, hey, it's one player though.
Charles has been laying an egg lately. He could get like 2 points.
Yeah, it's Andy. It is one player.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna spread the butt cheeks apart and go.
You're about ready to get some garbage points with Steve Smith. So why don't we end the show, Andy?
All right. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Kiwani Sports. And I'm Kiwani Bulldogs. He is the Amazings. Brian is not on Twitter yet, but he will be soon.
If that helps me win.
Yeah, watch Brian actually join Twitter and starts tweeting to his players and then just tears it up. He just starts tearing it up completely. That would be really interesting to see. So, all right, guys. Hey, I just want to thank, of course, for everyone listening to the show, Section 86, 86 Productions. Check them both out. For Brian Chateet, for Aaron Hughes, the, of course, 2002, the 2006, and the 2011 champions. I haven't won one yet, but for you guys, I am Andrew Hughes, and we will see you on the gridiron.
Andy, do you think you'll ever win a championship?
You know, there's some days that I wish I could win a championship.
You wish you could win a Kiwani Sports championship?
I guess, yeah, I mean, that's the one, but...
Yeah, that's the only one, really.
That's the only one that matters. So